Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio. Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Madeline Bass. I'm the host of So Real with Madeline. We're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing their status and raising our standards. So glad to have you with us today. We're going to be chatting a little bit about why do you do what you do? I know a lot of people have different jobs, different titles, different descriptions of what they're supposed to be doing. Probably got people doing things they're not supposed to be doing in their jobs because they're doing management position work, they're doing their supervisor's work, and they feel like they've been taken advantage of or maybe being run over. But why do you do it? Why do you do what you do? So I'm going to just share with you for a little bit on creating your next something and why you should stay encouraged and empowered about what you're doing. I know that working a job can be challenging, even in a ministry. You can be in an organization of some sort, cause organization, or even a fundraising organization. And the work can get overwhelming because the person that's operating it gets in micromanagement mode. They're not in the management mode anymore. They're micromanaging everybody. Their hands are in everyone because they want the job done correctly. Well, for those of you who aren't doing that, stop it. It's okay to oversee. It's okay to check on some people, maybe, you know, send them reminders. And I know that it can get redundant, you get tired, and you don't want to keep having to tell that person to do something. So we're going to just kind of chat a little bit about building and growing your next. It's important that we trust the people that are working with us, okay? It's important that we share with those who are helping us out, okay? So if we get to the place where we feel like we're the boss of everybody and we're the boss of everything, it can hold us up with progress. So let's just get started. Happy Saturday, all. Hope you guys are doing well. No matter what it is that you're doing in your life, life can cause you some problems. It can cause you heartache, distractions. No matter if it's children, your work, it could be sports. You could be working with your kids with sports, your spouse with sports. Or just simply hanging out with your friends and family. You could be hanging out with coworkers, okay? You can even be hanging out with your boss, the owners of the company. You could be living the good life. But no matter what's going on in your life and all of those things, make sure that you're on with someone doing some type of training each and every day, whether it is that person, a friend that you're hanging out with, and those partners and family members you're hanging out with. Make sure that you're getting something from that. Okay, it's okay to have a good time and rest and relax for a little bit, but know and make sure that you are gaining a good something, a positive something with those individuals that are taking up a lot of your time. If you have dreams or visions, make sure that they hear you when you have an idea. Even if you're just wanting to just get some type of feedback, you guys, if they find no value in your presence other than to just have someone that's helping to fill the room, that can become a problem, and it stops you from doing your passion and your purpose and your desire to get done what you want to do. So why do you do what you do? Why do you hang out with the people you're hanging out with? So make sure you become the most influential someone in your circle, that whatever you're inspiring and empowering someone to do, that it lets them know that I can support you in what you're doing, but I know it is going to be because you're supporting me in what I'm doing. And stop spending that countless time, those hours and hours of chasing people down to have a conversation with them about they something. If they are serious about wanting to get their dreams and their passions off the ground and you have
the avenue and the tools that can help them get there, you shouldn't have to chase them down for a conversation, because the conversation is free. And hear what they have to say as well as them having the desire to hear what you say. Like I said, you don't have any value in influencing someone to hear what you know, because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, or you're not making any progress in what you're doing, then why should I find value in hearing what you have to say? So find out why these individuals are not connecting with you. Get them on some trainings with some individuals that can help them grow and help them become that powerful ringing in their ear of get motivated. Have some type of influence of being motivated to move towards their action. It's okay to encourage and inspire. But once that is peaked and they have those aha moments or excitement about what it is they want to do, they need to be motivated. Give them a reason to keep it moving. Whether it is in your business or your organization, you should not be where you were last year, okay? Those of you who have already started on your journey, if you're still where you were last year, January of last year, not even December, but where you were last year or even where you started, if you didn't start in January, whatever point of last year that you started your something, if you're in the same spot, then that's not good. Okay, you need to be progressing forward. You need to be moving towards that next greater that you have. It sounds crazy, right? Okay, but it really isn't, because when you believe in something and what you're doing, it's going to cause you to move forward. So get those strategies moving. Did you even have one when you started? Was the goal for your business or building your team or your organization? Was it working towards it every day? Is it something that you can do every day? Okay, these are things that you need to really consider when you are pushing forward and why you do what you do. Okay, so stop kidding yourself and thinking that this is going to be easy. Okay, you don't have to listen to me, but you do need to take the action tirelessly. Know that it's going to be a constant working that if you want results, it's going to be, you're going to have to be tireless in it, you're going to have to be selfless in what you're doing, because you need others to help you build your something. It is just what it is, okay? So in the beginning, there is work. You know, God said in the beginning there was light. You have the light. God's giving you the vision. The bulb is hanging over your head and got all this stuff spinning in your mind. So don't kid yourself in thinking that it's going to be easy, because it's not. You're going to have people that you think would encourage you or support you that are not going to encourage you or support you. They're going to probably be the ones that are negative in your ear. Why? Because they need somebody to fill the room in what they're doing. They need someone to keep helping them build their something. So those individuals, you will eventually get to the place where they may even move away. They may distance themselves. So don't let that discourage you in building up something. Let that cause you to say, okay, let me rethink this friendship, this connection, this relationship, because it's going to affect you emotionally, and you want to make sure you keep yourself balanced, okay? When you're ready for that simple strategy to take place, then schedule an appointment with me. I'm Madeline Bass, and those of you who are on the website, click the link, and it's going to take you to a scheduling website that's going to be vceta.com/ Madeline's Management. And let's work together. Let's get you something going, okay? Let's work on you, and let's build you and your dreams and your visions, because that's what we are supposed to be doing with one another, okay? We are to help each other be building our next greater. And most of the time, slow down when I'm talking. But start gathering your research using whatever portals or tools that you have in building or something. Get your own training, okay? Start to become who you want to be. Then learn whatever it is that you're doing. If it's a fundraiser, get the research, okay? Find out what it is about whatever it is. If it's an illness, if it's a movement of some type, maybe you're encouraging to hire minorities. Maybe you want to encourage on assisting working moms, and, you know, whatever it is, there's all types of movements that are out there, okay? So make sure you get the research on that and you know what you're talking about. So when someone comes at you, you won't get mad at them and you won't be coming at them. You don't want to punch them in their face. You want to be able to give them the information to let them know you are knowledgeable about what it is that you're passionate about. So why do you do what you do? It's going to take time and it's going to take work. So make sure that you find out what you are in for. how long it's going to take you. Now, I live in a small area. Learn your market, learn your area, learn the people that you will be talking to, because in small communities, I think people make the mistake that just because we're in a small community, we're uneducated, and that is so not true. It may be full of mom-pa places, but make sure that you can collaborate, because to me, that is the most important something. A small community needs to stick together. They need to stay together. So make sure that you're introducing your business and your services to these individuals, whether it's a pamphlet or a handout of some sort, a booklet, even a clip or a video. A lot of big, small home-based businesses do DVDs, at least they used to, some type of training that you need to connect with your team. Get them the tools that they need, okay? The world has more than enough for all of us, believe it or not. It's more than enough in a small community. Doesn't matter. Do your research. Make sure that you're not becoming redundant with selling too much of the same something. How many people sell T-shirts? How many people are selling jewelry? How many coffee shops are there? You know, do your research and then find out how well they're doing. And then connect with them to see what's going on with them, maybe what they're missing. Because what they're missing could be something that you could bring to the table that would allow them to grow their businesses, but also with you being connected, it's going to help you get people in touch with what you're doing, okay? Evaluate your resources and your sources, okay? Talk to people who are around you that are willing to invest in you. Those are for people who are fundraising. Find out what grants are available, but try to do your own something, you guys. That's what fundraising is about. It's about you being creative enough to come up with something that can help both parties, the person giving and the person receiving. And then you have the opportunity to invest in whatever your cause is. So balance your life and your business evenly and appropriately for getting to your goals. Get with your friends and family and talk to them. There may be someone who has the illness that may be why you started what you started, but maybe they have the illness, or maybe they're struggling with being discriminated against as far as even being a woman. It doesn't have to always be color when there's discrimination involved. Maybe they're too short. Maybe they're too tall. Maybe they're heavy set. You know, it doesn't matter. Maybe they have some type of disability or handicap that even though they can still do the work, they are already capped off and labeled that they don't have the potential that the company might need simply because of a handicap. So we have to be able to keep our minds open on what it is that we desire to do. Narrow your topics, okay? And I know I'm giving you guys a lot, but this is a training call. But narrow your topics. Focus on your business, one product or service at a time, okay? See what your area is interested in and what it is that they need, okay? You got that they have 15 jewelry stores or 19 flower shops or whatever, but find where the shortage is and focus on that one something. Or if you have a product or service that's going to help these businesses, maybe you have credit card processing, or maybe for real estate agencies and banks you have some type of credit repair, or maybe you have a wellness line that you can put on the shelves of a massage parlor or a nail shop or an all-day spa, you know. But there's something that you can offer, one something of your many something that you can offer that can assist in those businesses. So focus on one product or service at a time and do it every week. Like, do a different something every week. It doesn't have to be consistent on a year at a time. It can be 1 week at a time or 1 month at a time. You know, do whatever is comfortable for you. Make appointments and make sure that you can talk to these individuals. And if you need to overflow that 1 week to two, do that. Focus on building your business with other businesses and organizations consistently. That's something that has to be a consistent something, because you will get forgotten. You will get to the place where you're out of sight, out of mind. So you have to stay present no matter what's going on with your life. Organize your day. Get your calendar set up the night before, you guys, before you go to bed, before you lay down. I know you might be tired and exhausted, but throughout the day you have set your calendar, and look through your phone, your calendar, to see what you have going on the next day, and then prioritize your day after that. And get you some rest. Don't walk around with people with bags under the eyes bloodshot red. You're struggling through trying to get your words out because you're so sleepy. You're falling asleep at the wheel. Connect with someone that can assist you in that. Organize your day, okay? Schedule your time, and then learn and apply the skills that you've gotten over the years. Learn it, and then improve it. you might have to work on. Maybe it's a product or service or something that you need to learn more about because you bumped into that problem last week. Maybe someone asked you about a particular product that you had or even a service that you had, and you didn't have all of the information. So make a note of that day, and then make it a point that in your next scheduled free day or study day or training day, that's a part of that. Get to know your system, talk to your partners, and see what it is that if they've got something to bring to the table. Have a brainstorming day scheduled, maybe once every 2 weeks. You might want to do it every week, every Friday or every Monday, whatever day that you guys come to, and talk about your products and your services. Be present, okay? Be able to present your information to your organization on a consistent and regular basis, okay? Start talking to your friends and family about what it is that you do. Do not allow yourself to run out of friends and family, people to talk to. Have them refer you to some people. Polish your craft and make sure that you are able to present like a pro. It's very, very important. I know I get excited about what it is that I'm doing, and I'm excited for you on the things that you are doing. So make sure that you know why you do what you do. So let's go back through. Why do you do what you do? Some questions that you want to ask yourself. That's the first one. Why do you do what you do? What type of training are you getting? Do you know your products and your services? If you don't, how many do you not know? How many do you know? And how many people do you know with those products and services that you can talk to because you're comfortable with those, okay? And while you're peaking those individuals, then work on that list that you don't know and then see what kind of market you have for that. And then you know that that's your next strategy for products and services to start presenting, okay? You want to be able to present like a pro. Talk to your friends and family and see what the needs are. Have a conversation with some people, but do not chase them. You don't want to have to spend all those hours chasing people just to have a conversation. It's not worth it. Keep it moving. Put them on your next 3 month list. You know, you may have a list that you break down, people that you just can't seem to catch up with. Try to talk to them and reschedule with them in a week's time. If you don't get with them, put them on your next list for the next 3 months. There's every 3 to 6 months, life changes for everybody, you guys. Just put them to the side. Don't dismiss them until they absolutely say, I'm not interested. They may not be interested right now, and they don't want to hurt your feelings and say so. So just put them on a list and talk to them a couple of months down the road. Give them an opportunity or a chance to see you grow, because that could very well be the reason why they're waiting, okay? Do not get so caught up in thinking that this is going to be an easy journey. Don't kid yourself, okay? Know that in the beginning, there is work. There's work to be done. Get your automation system set up. Know your system. Know your business. Know what it is that you're wanting to do. Have some goals set. Make sure that you stick to those goals. Know your community and what it is that they need. Be consistent in evaluating your sources as far as who you want to talk to, your target audience. Narrow your conversations on talking about different things to different people. You talk too much about too many things to them, and their eyes are going to glass over, and they're going to tune you out. They're not going to hear anything that you have to say. Be present and present your opportunities with knowledge and confidence. Make sure that you have all of the research that you need, and then make sure that you are being able to polish your craft with trainings, conversations, webinars, conference calls, whatever it is that you need to do to get yourself to a place where you can become the go-to person in your community. I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Mind, and I am the host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. May God bless you and keep you. Have an awesome evening. You ain't